test to clean this out.
Great news, great news! My phone has been ringing off the hook. University of Michigan wants to debate us. So does SMU, so does Georgia. Where's Mr. Lowe?
When do I get to debate?
Sooner than you think, James. Sooner than you think.
When?
When you're ready.
Well, I'm ready now.
Mr. Tolson, I do not mind it, James.
What's wrong?
Maybe I'm tired of this.
Of what?
Of watching other people debate. When am I going to get a chance to prove myself?
You're our best researcher, James. We could not do this without
you. Oh, you do plenty without me.
Excuse me.
James!
What?
James, you wait!
That was so mean what you said in there. But I don't want to lose your
friend. How can you lose something that you never had?
You were never my friend.
Maybe I don't want to just be your friend. Maybe it hurts me to be your friend.
Where is he?
Calm down, Henry.
Have you seen him?
No, they won't let us.
They didn't do nothing to you, did they?
No, we're fine.
Deputy, I'm Dr. James Palmer, Wiley College. This is William Taylor, Mr. Tulsa's attorney, and this is his wife, Ruth.
Hello.
I'd like to see my client, please.
William!
Sir Dozier. Dr. James
Palmer,
this is William.
How you doing today?
Fine, sir, thank you. And you?
Oh, not too bad, not too bad. Me and William, we go way back. I knew William when I was a boy.
Could I see my client now, Sheriff?
Your client? Well, the fact of the business is, William, your client is kind of busy right now.
Busy doing what?
Sheriff. Sheriff.
There's some of these boys out there.
All right, man.
There with you?
That's right.
See, this is what happens to a town when you let the unions in. Starts trouble. People get all riled up about nothing. One of them's liable to get hurt if you catch my drift.
Sheriff, since it's clear that you have no evidence to arrest Mr. Tolson, I suggest you let him go.
You suggest it? Well, who the hell are you?
A couple of months ago, there was a raid on Floyd Tillman's barn. It was a peaceful and lawful gathering of sharecroppers who were brutally attacked by a gang of violent vigilantes. Now, witnesses say that you were there. If you led that raid, Sheriff, you're the one who broke the law, not Dawson.
Are you threatening me, boy?
No, sir. I wouldn't do that. But I cannot speak for those people outside. An unjust law is no law at all.
What does that mean?
A mass slaughter? Citizens, both white and colored, by Texas Rangers? Is that really what you want as the sheriff of this county? Now, if you let Tolson go home, I believe these folks outside, they'll go home as well.